This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's mind control.
All right, folks, we are back live, and I should have just led the show with this. There's all this attempted coup news, mainstream news against Trump, and just all the insanity that I went off down that area. I think it's been a powerful 3 hours. Matt Bracken's about to take over. But let's go over some of these headlines, some of the recent ones and the new ones today. UN says a new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccines, and the actual reports from the UN admit that most polio worldwide is the vaccine. Oh, and there's a cancer virus they give them on top of it. I mean, come on, man. And then they starve the Africans, and the UN helps fund all that. So they've got lower IQs because they're not getting any protein. And then they ship them here. You take white people and not give them food and do the same damn thing. I mean, it's dangerous as hell. Let's continue. UN forced to admit Gates-funded vaccine is causing polio outbreak in Africa. And that leads us to this. Okay, I've been studying these vaccines they're creating, these new ones that go in and change the DNA, these mRNA vaccines. And so I spent a couple hours this morning going and just reading just random scientific reports and peer-reviewed studies by prestigious universities and medical centers. And I found stuff 5 years ago when they were first getting funding, and the first studies were, well, the problem is if you randomly change the nuclei of a cell, it can release proteins that actually flip off the switches in the cells and make them start dying. When your cells start dying, you start dying. And it causes cancer mutations, you name it. So just randomly searching this today, it blew me away. So what normally goes on is, they inject you with tetanus or they inject you with something else. Your white blood cells go and learn how to kill it. They weaken the smallpox or whatever they put in you so your body learns how to defeat it and creates an autoimmunity. This goes into the cell nucleus and reprograms the cell to create a protein that they claim then will block the virus getting into the cell. And they admit they don't even know if it works. What they're really doing is a mass experimentation. So let me just show you some of these reports. Genetic alterations of chromosome 8 gene in oral cancer. So this is what I came up with. And it turned out then when I searched it, others had already figured it out. And I'm not even a scientist. That when you alter protein in the cells with one of these new so-called vaccines, that when you do that, it can turn off chromosome 8. And when you do that, the whole body falls apart. It's basically a kill switch. And that's ncbi.nlmnih.gov. I mean, this is what they say. Creating a path of treatment for chromosome 8P disorders through research community and intelligent information. The promise of mRNA vaccines, a biotech and industrial perspective. These are the ones that change your whole body. And it goes in. It changes the DNA of the cell with the RNA, and then has the cell. Because that's what a virus does. It goes in and reprograms the cell. They're not trying to teach your white blood cells how to stop this. They create a virus that reprograms your cell to then become immune to something, but they admit it's pure testing on the public. They skipped the animal testing. They didn't really do that. They actually did the animal testing and killed a bunch of the animals. We looked all that up, too. RNA vaccines, a novel technology to prevent and treat disease. HMS, Harvard. Glitches in DNA replication have important implications for treating cancer. And it all goes into that when you start taking these new vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, it can actually give you cancer. And again, I'm no rocket scientist. I said that from the start. I said, you're randomly going in to reprogram a cell to start replicating? That sounds like cancer to me. That's what cancer viruses do, is they go in. Most cancers viral. And cause your body to do that. So we'll cover this more tomorrow, but mitochondrial analysis of 8P31 deletion in new patients, atypical, RNA vaccine. I mean, it's just all Pfizer's latest stealthy move to help it win the coronavirus vaccine race, on and on and on. And we're all just guinea pigs. The psychotic person, Bill Gates, who says he wants us dead. I mean, this is real simple what's going on here, folks. These people are out of their minds. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's showing up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWars. Thank you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit different today because I wrote a piece for American Partisan. I actually wrote it over like the last 2 days, but it went up this morning. It's called Armed Citizens Must Defend Their Communities from Rioting Mobs If the Politicized Police Will Not. I kind of put my thoughts about all of this down on paper, and I think it's a good starting point for crystallizing the view that if the police aren't going to defend us, we're seriously going to have to defend ourselves. So here it goes. It's going to take probably this whole block. In societies living under the rule of law, sworn law enforcement officers have always been considered fully justified in applying lethal force against violent mobs during arson riots, such as those which we have been seeing with regularity in American cities during the summer of 2020. This was the intent and meaning of police officials publicly reading the Riot Act, announcing over a loudspeaker that a violent mob had been declared to be an unlawful assembly, that is to say, a riot. Rioters who lingered on the street after that final warning could be engaged by law enforcement at any level, up to and including the use of deadly force, with no further announcement. This was, in more prior civilized times, a basic understanding of all citizens living under the rule of law. This is why a police officer's standard issue pump shotgun was traditionally referred to as a riot gun, long before the development of modern, less than lethal munitions. This is also why arson riots were uncommon and short-lived. Everyone understood the ground rules. There was no right to burn, loot, or murder. Thomas Sowell put it this way: if you are not prepared to use force to defend civilization, then be prepared to accept barbarism. Note that he did not say the government or the police department. He said, you must be prepared to defend civilization. ABR, which is my own acronym for the current working coalition of Antifa, BLM, and the Revolutionary Communist Party of the United States, known as RevCom, they are now routinely using Molotov cocktails, which are gasoline bombs, and other incendiary and explosive devices as offensive weapons in both an anti-personnel and an anti-property role. That's arson. As far as the BATFE is concerned, a Molotov cocktail is an illegal explosive device, and so are powerful high-altitude fireworks when they are deployed at ground level as anti-personnel and anti-property explosive and incendiary grenades. ABR deliberately uses the anonymity of their black-clad and face-masked mobs to conceal the identity of their individual bomb throwers in exactly the same way that the 19th century Ku Klux Klan Knight Riders carrying torches on arson missions concealed their identities with white robes and hoods. There is no moral or ethical requirement for either police or ordinary citizens protecting their communities from violent mobs to identify and ferret out the individual bomb throwers when the rest of the mob is intentionally surrounding and protecting them in order to shield them from that identification. Because of the deliberately created synergy of bomb throwers utilizing the anonymity of the mob, the entire ABR mob becomes a legitimate target for police arrest or for armed community self-defense. Furthermore, at this writing, in September of 2020, there is no moral or ethical requirement for a law-abiding American citizen to wait for a lit Molotov cocktail to crash through the window of their home or business while ABR mobs are rampaging through the streets conducting arson attacks, as we have seen in Kenosha, Portland, Minneapolis, and elsewhere. Once the fires begin, morally and ethically, the same rules for the use of force should apply that would attach to a lynch mob or to Ku Klux Klan Knight Riders on their way to burn homes or businesses. Both KKK Knight Riders bearing torches in olden times and violent mobs of ABR terrorists with Molotov cocktails can and should be engaged by armed citizens with any necessary level of force required to halt their terroristic depredations. In numerous recent cases, law enforcement under leftist political control has repeatedly abdicated its traditional and expected role in breaking up violent riots and preventing arson and other terror attacks. Week by week, the level of ABR violence has been steadily escalating, and it's logical to assume that this will only worsen as the hotly contested presidential election draws near. We know this is a fact. So let me be very clear. If Democrat Party governors, mayors, and DAs have hamstrung their police for political reasons and won't allow them to protect the lives and property of their local citizens using all required force, abandoning their primary role in order to bow to the ABR mob, then it is time for their undefended citizens to apply the clear intent of the Second Amendment. There should be deep regret about the abandonment of the rule of law by the Democrat Party political ruling class, but there should be no moral quibbles or hesitation by American citizens concerning the legitimacy of armed community self-defense in the absence of expected law enforcement protection. Therefore, it is my carefully considered opinion that black-clad and masked ABR mobs rampaging and terrorizing innocent citizens under the cover of darkness in the style of the KKK of old may morally and ethically be taken under preemptive fire by armed citizens at any level to drive them out of their peaceful neighborhoods and away from their businesses before the ABR terrorists can reach their targets and throw their Molotov cocktails. As an historical note, it should be understood that the National Rifle Association, yes, the NRA, was founded after the last American Civil War by former Union Army officers and Republicans at that, in order to empower freed African-American former slaves to defend themselves with firearms against KKK night raids. In the 19th century, the Democrat Party, then allied with the Klan, as the Democrats of today are aligned with Antifa and BLM, had favored strict gun control in the form of narrowly written laws restricting the legal ownership of firearms by black citizens. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Only the color of the robes have really changed. It's the same Democrat Party. They're just, they've just switched teams in terms of who they're using as their brown shirts, their red guard, their KKK. But make no mistake, this is a modern Klan. Antifa and BLM are no more than the Democrat Party's modern Klan. And we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm really glad I was able to get that piece on armed community self-defense out in one block. You know, I feel very passionately about this. The legal establishment, both you know, Republicans and Democrats, politicians in general, they're never going to empower you, give you permission. They're never going to come out and say, look, if the police aren't going to defend you, you'll just have to do it yourself. At most, they'll say, well, you know, you can defend your home. I mean, if they get right to your house, then you can defend your own house. But if you look at the way that this escalation is proceeding, we're going to see Molotov cocktails used against homes. That's how this is going to go. Everybody by now should be familiar with this Operation Red Mirage. That's where they expect that Trump will win on election night. But over the next couple weeks after that, they're going to just keep finding those mail-in ballots. So what election night really is the count for the Democrats of how many ballots they need in which key swing states. They're going to pull an Al Franken in four or five states. That is their plan. And during this chaos, they are going to go for the street fight. They are not going to do this just in court. They are lifting this to the crisis stage. And they are assuming that Americans are just eventually going to cry uncle. You know, everybody by now that's watching this show should be fully familiar with the ex-KGB officer, Yuri Bezmenov. And I don't need to, you know, go into it, but he has explained in brilliant lectures that were taped by E. Edward Griffin, you know, 30 years ago, how the KGB first promotes demoralization, which may take decades, 15, 20 years, then a destabilization period, then a crisis leading to a change of government. And we are now in the end of the destabilization and the beginning of the crisis phase. So when your friends and relatives tell you, I just have no idea how this is happening. It's so unexpected. I never thought anything like this could happen in America. You need to teach them about color revolutions and how this is a plan that's often used by our CIA, their KGB, against, you know, third world countries to flip their governments. Now it's being used in our own country. We even have former generals like Stanley McChrystal working on disinformation campaigns, which I guarantee you is how that Trump called the dead soldiers losers and suckers, classic disinformation campaign. And they always camouflage these as we're just defending against Trump's disinformation. We have to put out the truth. That's always the camouflage when they set up their own active measures division. They just say it's self-defense, but it's actually pure active measures now being used at home against Americans. And to me, it's pure treason. Now, as we come closer to the election, expect this violence to ramp up and escalate. And people are constantly asking, what's the trigger? What's the go? What's the signal? When do we charge back? When do we counterattack? Well, I've got to tell you, it's actually counterproductive to meet Antifa and BLM, which is the Democrats' new KKK, or brown shirts, or red guards. It's counterproductive to meet them on the public square with your own shields and batons. That is actually what Antifa is attempting to get the right to do. They want that's putting the heat up under the pot to bring the destabilization to the crisis phase. Then at the end of the crisis, you get antithesis, then synthesis, and a new government, which will be predicated upon there will be no peace until Antifa, or whatever they're calling it later, the progressives, are put on the police department, are included in the police department. So when they talk about defunding the police, they're not talking about getting rid of police. They're talking about Antifa becoming the police. And there will be a synthesis phase where they'll say, look, the only way we can get peace back in this country is to have Antifa, a former Antifa boss, be on the police department commission. This is coming. But in order to get that pot really boiling, they're going to increase the night attacks, like we saw in Kenosha, like we saw in Minneapolis, Portland, every night for 100 nights. But instead of just attacking the government structures as they were in Portland night after night, they're now taking it to the suburbs. The way that we saw BLM do it in Rochester, New York, attacking a restaurant, then fanning into the neighborhoods, saying, you know, no justice, no sleep. Well, the Kenosha-style arson riots against businesses and automobiles, that's going to gradually move to targeted attacks against residential dwellings. And if you can roll that security tape of a guy bringing in a Molotov cocktail, the first one, the black and white one, imagine you're in your house and you've been somebody, you know, who's active on social media, and this is what comes through your front door, okay? This is through your front window. Not lasers, not fireworks on your front lawn. The Molotov right through your window at 3 a.m. That's coming. So why am I talking about all this Molotov cocktail business? When our side is looking for somebody to say, what's the signal? Where do we counterattack? We want to do something. Let's get 100 trucks with Trump flags and drive into Antifa land. Let's meet Antifa with the Proud Boys and smash our shields together. They would love to see that erupt in gunfire. The communists would. That will be portrayed as the right wing attacking peaceful demonstrators. But there's one target out there. This is the low-hanging fruit. There's one target that nobody will defend. And that is an arsonist who is in the commission of arson. When a guy is holding the Molotov cocktail, when the store next door has been lit on fire and they're moving from the furniture store to the liquor store to the pharmacy with Molotovs, those guys can and should be shot. The police used to do that. That used to be the police job. Nobody had a right to go around burning cars and businesses. The police would shoot them. That was how civilization was defended throughout all of history. Period. That's why a shotgun was called a riot gun. Okay, now the police, for political reasons, are told they can't do that. They've got to just send social workers as buildings are being burned. Well, let me tell you, if it doesn't stop, it's going to move from businesses and cars to homes. This is going to happen. And not only Molotovs, but the high-altitude fireworks that, you know, explode thousands of feet in the air, you throw that into a building, it's an incendiary explosive device. And we're going to talk about this on the other side and the way that we're going to fight back against this thing, starting with the arsonists.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing,
compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're not essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, when we left off, we were talking about the perfect low-hanging fruit, the communist revolutionary target that nobody is going to mourn or grieve. This is not even a George Floyd or a Jacob Blake or anybody like that. Somebody who is engaged in the act of preparing and throwing Molotov cocktails can and should be shot. Go to YouTube or BitChute, probably YouTube has more, and just do a search for police officer or policeman, you know, set on fire by Molotov cocktail, and you will see some really horrible stuff. When police have to be, you know, 20 feet from these guys, they are in Molotov range. And a Molotov cocktail can change your life because that stuff burning on your back. You know, it's kind of funny because the guy had it coming. He was an Antifa in Portland, and it was his legs. But when you see police officers getting third-degree burns, you know, they are on fire until they can be put out for enough time to, if not kill them, put them in pain and change their lives dramatically and horribly. Not to mention just using Molotovs against property, you know, furniture stores, the clock store in Kenosha, the 100-year-old camera store. That is destroying people's lives, things that they have built for their entire life. So nobody is going to mourn if they're shot. When we used to be civilized and there used to be ground rules for civilized behavior, arsonists in the act were shot. So what happens if you're in a Democrat city, Democrat governor, Democrat Marxist DA, and they just let these guys out night after night to escalate their operations? You know, throwing the high-altitude fireworks as grenades, for example, which is like almost like a white phosphorus grenade. You know, you've got magnesium and other burning metals that are stuck into your skin burning. Well, these guys that are doing this, if the police aren't around, because the police have been told, just let that Antifa mob go. You go back to Rochester, the night that they were attacking the restaurants, they had to park, you know, maybe 50 to 100 cars at some nearby parking lot and assemble and march down there. Do you think that the police didn't know what was happening? The police were told to avoid the area. So this is a two-way street. When the police are told to avoid an Antifa riot, to just let them go into a neighborhood because confronting them will lead to a bigger crisis, and they're just crossing their fingers and hoping that these Antifas will just march through, make some noise, and leave. But what if they don't? There's no police around. At the first sign of anything being lit, one car, one abandoned business, as far as I'm concerned, the rule for the use of force, the rules of engagement, should be nobody gets to light Molotov cocktails, you know, in my city, in my county. And if the police aren't around to stop it, then we'll stop it. Now, how do you stop this? Matt, you're just going to get arrested. Remember, the police aren't around. And I'm not saying stand on your front porch, under your front porch light, holding your AR like the McCloskeys in St. Louis. I'm talking about hearing something blocks away, banging drums, you know, bullhorns at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming into the neighborhood. As soon as the first Molotov is lit, as far as I'm concerned, the entire mob is a legitimate target. You know, the Antifa themselves have diagrams of how to work this, where the bomb throwers are shielded by the outer ring of human shields. So the guys with the fakers with the press and the medic all over their helmets, they're on the outer ring against the police. The Molotov throwers are 10 people back behind them, using them as human shields. Well, if you're part of a team and your role is to be a human shield for a Molotov cocktail thrower, then you have no right to expect that you will be treated any better than the Molotov cocktail thrower. You can see the diagram that is up shows how they do this. You know, they've got their umbrella people, their medics. This is carefully calculated. They have people driving along, passing out the high-power fireworks, and they use cutouts so the guy that throws the firework doesn't even know what it is. He's just going to light it and throw it, and he can't point. Even if he is stopped and questioned, all he can say is, some guy in a van handed it to us. That's all he can say. It's very carefully thought out. We are up against an evil communist national militia. Some of the same characters from Portland have been traveling to Kenosha, to Chicago, to Washington, D.C. during the convention. It's the same characters. I don't know if and when the Department of Justice is ever going to actually arrest the leadership. They should before the election. But if they don't, the go code, as far as I'm concerned, in your neighborhood, I'm not saying travel out of state pursuing Antifa, but in your zip code, in your barrio, when you hear the Antifa is coming and the first item is lit on fire, it can be a car, it can be an abandoned gas station, it doesn't matter. There is nothing separating the mob then from throwing a Molotov cocktail through your front bedroom window. Nothing. This is like saying, well, you know, the sniper is only shooting over there, so I don't have any justification in shooting the sniper. He hasn't shot in my direction yet. Yes, when a sniper is up on a building shooting over toward the freeway, you do have the right to shoot the sniper. When people are lighting Molotov cocktails, they have given up their civil rights. There's no civil right to burn, loot, and murder. None. And in all previous eras, this was completely understood. This has been a negative consequence of phenomenon like the less than lethal munitions, tasers, rubber bullets. It used to be, say, up and through the 50s and 60s, police actually had a height limit. In city police, you had to be a big dude, 5'10 or taller in general. You had a six shooter, no personal radio, right? You had to like go down a block and call on a police box. You had a six shooter and you had a hickory baton. That was it. You were expected to go into a barroom brawl, and if they didn't obey you as a police officer, you were justified in just busting heads, period. The six shooter was the last thought. That would be like a bank robber running out of a bank. Otherwise, you were expected to cause mayhem with that truncheon, and you were justified in doing it. Now, you need social workers. You need to try to wrestle a guy down with five cops that aren't going to actually hurt him. And then you see what happened, like in Atlanta, you know, where there's a brawl. The guy's been tasered. He's running. The adrenaline is flowing. Then there's gunshots. Or in Kenosha, where the suspect is resisting arrest, fighting actively, he may or may not have had a knife, brawling with the cops. In previous eras, there wasn't this multi-step escalation process. Therefore, people knew if the cops say stop and you don't stop, you're going to get a hickory club to the head or a bullet. That's it. We don't mess around. Now it's got to be social workers in the 10-step process with body cameras. It'll be reviewed by everybody. The police may end up going to jail for it. And what is the result? The police say, forget it. I won't get involved. If Antifa is marching through your neighborhood, I just don't want to be there. I'm just going to park around the back of the donut shop and wait till the noise dies down. What that means, people, is it's up to us. If the police can't do their job or won't do their job as men, as honorable people, then it's up to us to defend our neighborhoods. You know, there was a Second Amendment before there were police, and there is still a Second Amendment after the police run away or are defunded and abandoned.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I have a little bit more to say about defending your own neighborhood, not only your immediate subdivision, but you know your larger neighborhood from these communist revolutionaries, because that's what they are. You know, BLM, and I rarely name them because naming them is actually cooperating with their propaganda, their agitprop. They name themselves Black Lives Matter as camouflage and as a psychological shield. Same thing with anti-fascist. These are fascist communist organizations. They name themselves that purely as a shield. I just call them ABR, Antifa, BLM, RevCom. That's who they are. Everybody should understand this. This didn't come out of nowhere. This is a very carefully and deliberately set plan. We're now coming to the culmination. It's like we've been cranking up the roller coaster, click, 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 click. Now we're at the top. You think it's been crazy so far? We're just at the top of the roller coaster now, folks. This is the end of destabilization. That's the catapult being wound up. Crisis is the catapult released. And that's what's going to happen between now and the election, and between the election and January 20th, Inauguration Day. The Democrats are very upfront talking about this. I call it Operation Red Mirage. Again, they couch their own active measures in self-defense like a mirror image as camouflage. Don't be fooled by it. The plan is Trump will probably win the Electoral College on election night because, you know, the old conservatives, they like to go to the actual poll. The modern hip kids, they want to mail it in, which is just, you know, BS. They just need to know after November 3rd, how many fake mail-in ballots do they need to Al Franken a half, you know, four or five swing states. If they need 50,000 in Florida, they'll find 60,000. If they need 20,000 in Pennsylvania, they'll find 30,000. That is the plan. Now, Republicans will be saying forget it and losing their minds, but part of the plan is also literally taking it to the streets. They are going to, with full cooperation by the mainstream media, they are going to say Trump and the evil Republicans are trying to disenfranchise good progressive Americans. He refuses to count those mail-in ballots, you know, that we just printed yesterday and mass-produced. He refuses to count them. He's disenfranchising us. Therefore, our democracy is finished. Therefore, we are justified in mass-producing the Molotov cocktails. We're going to see much more than just marches into restaurants. We're going to see the tactics escalated, you know, to the war wagon, kind of like the Somali troop carrier with people fanning out with Molotov cocktails. We are going to see that level of violence, you know, immediately before the election and between the election and inauguration. The plan by the Democrats, who are fully synthesized at this point with Antifa and BLM, the plan is to deny Trump any chance of staying in office after January 20th. Even if they have to burn this country to the ground, as long as they can do it with the media blaming it on conservatives, you know, for not counting those bogus mailed-in votes, they are going to do anything required. This is why they're even talking about these disloyal generals like Mattis and Kelly being part of a coup plan, or Stanley McChrystal working for an active measures CIA-style disinformation campaign where they make up a story like, oh, Trump called the war dead of World War I losers and suckers. You make up the story. This is like CIA 101. This is like, you know, being run in a banana republic against some El Presidente, we want out. And now these disloyal, treasonous generals are doing it in our own country against our own duly elected president. So they roll out a fake story, plant it in all of their media, and then say, oh, it's confirmed. It's just confirmed. Well, they're still anonymous. Yeah, but it's confirmed. And then you start making ads about it. The lie just repeats and repeats and repeats in a loop. And we're going to see this again and again up until till Election Day. That's just Stanley McChrystal and other disloyal, traitorous former officers working against the duly elected president. Now, after the election, when the Democrats say, oh, those Republicans, Trump, they're refusing to count the mailed-in ballots that we're mass-producing in the back room. They're going to, hopefully, they think that they're going to get the military to then step in to quell these street fights between the conservatives and the progressives, because this is the plan, to take it to a street fight. You need to go from demoralization, that was from the 60s through, you know, recently, destabilization, that's 2020, to crisis. That's the roller coaster, crisis. Now, crisis, street fighting that's so bad that the power grid is threatened, people can't get to work, and then the plan is, who can stop that? Only the military. But the military will not answer to Donald Trump. We've already seen that with the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff and Secretary of Defense being extremely disloyal to the president and saying, no, if you try to send the 82nd Airborne to Portland, we'll just deny it. We just won't permit it. They wouldn't even allow National Guard to guard the White House with weapons. They kept them miles away, useless, you know, while the White House is being pelted with bricks. these disloyal generals, and it's going to get worse and worse. So we need to be prepared for this, because going into something with your eyes wide open is always better than being blindsided when you think that it can't get worse and suddenly it goes up in order of magnitude. It's better to know it. That's why I use the catapult and the roller coaster analogy. I hear all the time, what next? There's never been a year like this. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, you haven't seen anything. You're just on top of the roller coaster. It's about to go, you know, ballistic, gravitational, out of your control. And you've got to be able to hang on and hang tight, because it's going to get nuts. And like I said before, you can't just wait to defend your house. Your little stick-built house in the subdivision is not defensible. And it's not enough to say, I'll wait till they're on my lawn. Would you let them burn your local pharmacy? You know, would you let them burn your supermarket? You're going to wait for them to come down your actual street before you stop them? You say, okay, Matt, well, you're talking about vigilantism. You're talking about things that will get you arrested. Look, nobody will have pity for an arsonist who is shot. This is where I'm saying there is a piece of low-hanging fruit that you can grab, just like the Portland murderer, and everybody here should have seen that analysis already of that hit team following the Jay Danielson in Portland. It was a hit team. It was at least a 10-man hit team following him and assassinating him. When the trigger man was killed, did anybody weep for him? Did anybody have a protest in his honor? Maybe some Antifa radicals saying, you know, rest in peace, you good old killer. But did any Americans have a riot for that guy awake? No. Will anybody care? How about the guy in Portland, the hot foot, Mr. Burning Man? He was made fun of. Nobody had any sympathy for him, and he didn't even throw the Molotov cocktail. He was just out in front of the human shields. His position was cop taunter. So he was actually ahead of the shield line, and the weak, lame-arm bomb thrower couldn't get to the police to light a cop on fire, which was his goal. Instead, he had an own goal and lit his own guy on fire. Did anybody care about him? Has anybody been, you know, sending him flowers at the hospital? Hell no. So once a riot escalates to fire, as far as I'm concerned, the Molotov cocktail, the incendiary thrower, and anybody around him is a legitimate target. And if I was just thinking of a good weapon, I would probably say, just like days of old, the riot shotgun. Because a beautiful thing about a shotgun is you can use dove shot, which is tiny little pellets, up to turkey shot, which are like BBs, up to buckshot. And fired at the ground, turkey shot is like a scythe at knee level. If you want to deter Molotov cocktail throwers, nobody is going to have any pity for them.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.